Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and one of the great thinkers on small business in the world. He is the Chief Home Officer, and he's the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, including Safe at Home and Home Office Know-How. And he's our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. By the way, in the opening segment, I made a major Southern Boogie faux pas.
I can do such a thing. Faux pas in the Southern Boogie.
Yeah, nobody else in the world would ever put those two together.
I think you call it a screw up, but that's okay.
Yeah, in polite company anyway. I identified a song as being the Allman Brothers when it was actually the Marshall Tucker Band. And believe me, Jeff, I know the difference.
Well, I think your phone's lit up, which is
they
why
did. That's right. I'm taking.
Said something wrong.
I'm getting texts. I'm getting emails. I'm getting IMs. I'm getting everything else. They're calling me on Skype. Anyway, I know the difference, folks. Don't worry.
Blamed on Facebook.
This is my music. Some producer didn't put this stuff together. So anyway, hey Jeff, welcome back.
I just want to know when you're going to use Celine to open up my segment.
Hey Celine, we got Celine.
There you go.
We got her. I love Celine Dion.
That was an idol request. You don't have.
Hasn't
to do that.
She got the most incredible voice?
She really does. It's funny. Guys in my band always say, "You know how Celine sings?" And she goes away from the mic and closes the mic. I'm like, "Dudes, I don't know how Celine sings." Okay, so
you don't know Celine? You don't really?
You know what? I appreciate her unbelievable talent. Her music is just not my thing.
I love her
you
music.
Can appreciate somebody and not like her.
I love her music. Anyway, well. No, it's good.
Can
it's good stuff.
You?
We'll have hey Jimmy. We'll Kevin. We got some of her music's in the lineup there. Find it and we'll play some of that for Jeff. Hey Jeff, let's talk about what's going on out there in your world. What are you seeing? I know that you've been writing about technology a lot lately, and this is the great technology today. Is the incredible leveler of the playing field for the tiniest small business, isn't it?
I don't think that many entrepreneurs or even just consumers of technology realize the wave that we're in right now. There's an article in Newsweek talking about the invasion of the droids, and they're just
tell them what the droid is.
Well, the droid is the phone is called the droid, but it works off the Android operating system, which is Google's new open source phone and smart computer operating system.
So now, to be really accurate, the droid is one kind of a phone that Motorola made, and then there are other phones that we call it droid because it's kind of the short name for Android, but you're right, the droid Android software system but that's on many phones, not just the droid.
Right, and that's, I got to tell you, I mean, it's a much longer conversation than we're going to have in the next, you know, 21 minutes, but
why should we care about all this?
Because it just truly changes the way we can do business. Okay, so regardless of whether you embrace Android, regardless of whether you embrace, you know, BlackBerry from Research
iPhone,
Emerging, regardless
whatever.
Of whether you embrace, you know, Windows Mobile or the Apple, the iPhone, the technology that makes the internet, email, phone devices, and all the others. Services that we use make them converge on a handset, which is no longer a handset. They call it a smartphone, but it's a really, really powerful little computer.
Yep. I have an HTC phone with Android software, and I love it.
It's amazing.
Now, there are some things about it that I don't like, but for the most part, I love it.
But it's also new. You know, so relatively new. So things that you may not like that are probably going to change in evolutions to come and versions to come. And then you also see that what's going on is it's dramatically changing the competitive landscape. Where everyone thought, oh, I have to have an iPhone to be on the cutting edge. I mean, I swear by my BlackBerry. You've got your Droid. You know, other people
I left the BlackBerry to go to the Droid.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, now you see, for example, you see BlackBerry with their latest version of their phone coming out with more apps, you know, apps being the real key for the category. They're mini applications.
This is the big news to me.
To
me, Jeff, the big news is the app.
Yeah.
I wrote an article about this, that apps are in your future, small business owners, and I'll tell you, apps are too sexy for your desktop. Apps are incredible little devices that give that push power from the cloud out into your literally the command of your thumb.
Right, right.
I'll give you an example. I was in a class last night talking to some seniors in an entrepreneur program at a local college, a local university, I should say, and. And they wanted me to come back and talk and do some more stuff with them. I was just a guest dropping in. And so I literally opened up my phone and pulled up my calendar, my Google Calendar, that goes with me wherever I am and on whatever device, my computer, my iPad, my cell phone, whatever. And I saw that I had some time and I put it in. And
right.
I put it back in my pocket.
Right. And
now that's power, ladies and gentlemen. That's information. That's access. That kind of quick being able to reference something. And that's just one example. Is the kind of thing that even the tiniest small business has available.
Well, and I think that also part of that is not just that you were able to access it on your phone. The synchronization of phone to desktop, because you know
many
of us still, you know, we use our desktops. But when I'm out at a meeting. And somebody says, are you available next Tuesday at 2:45? I go into my phone, I open up my calendar. Yeah, I am. Okay, let's meet. Let's meet at the local coffee shop. Open it up, put it in, save it.
Yep.
Within minutes, it's on my desktop at home.
Right.
Now, if you run a small business and you're networked, you know, it's on your desktop back at your office,
right,
so that your assistant or someone else in your office who may need to have access to your calendar knows that, oh, Jim is now busy at 2:45.
Well, how about this, Jeff? You're doing a proposal or a presentation of some kind, and your things are fluid. They're changing right up to the last minute.
Right.
And you have the people in your office go ahead and continue to put things in there while you travel across town or across country. When you get there, because it's in the cloud, because it's part of an app, an application, as we say, you've got the newest information, and you just drove across town while it was going on.
Absolutely.
And you've got the last second. I mean, folks, there's a lot of capability here. We're just talking. We haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg here in some of the things we're talking about. This is the kind of capability you have, ladies and gentlemen. Some of it's free. And when we come back, I want Jeff to talk to us about your app. Not my app, but your app. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.